Hey guys, and welcome back to Sisters in the City with me, Anna Vakili.
And me, Mandy Vakili. And we're in a really sad episode. And it's called, How Does It Feel Being in Our 30s?
Well, I want to make it age positivity.
Maybe we'll start off like crying and end it with a laugh.
Well, I wrote like the notes of what we're going to do for this episode. Mandy was reading it and she was like, it's giving me anxiety.
Yeah, it's giving me major anxiety reading these notes.
But for me, when I was writing it, I felt good writing it. I'm not going to lie. But just at the moment, I just feel very lethargic. And me and Mandy just had a Red Bull each because we're feeling so lethargic.
Basically, that's what happens when you're in your 30s. You need a Red Bull to even like do anything in life. I've had 3 coffees and a Red Bull. That's scary, you know, Anna. That's actually scaring me.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm like. Like, you have to have a coffee. I feel like that's one thing, being in your 30s. You have to have a coffee, like, to get on with your day.
If this is what it's like being in our 30s, what's going to happen to us in, like, 10 years? We're going to be able to get out of bed. I need all the electrical stairs.
I don't know whether that's because we're in our 30s or it's because we just have a really bad lifestyle.
Hey, you have a bad lifestyle. My lifestyle's not as bad.
It is.
I wake up early. I walk the dogs.
You woke up at 12:30
yes,
today.
Yes, Anna, because I've been waking up every single day at like 8:30 with 3 dogs.
Someone with a good lifestyle wakes up like every day early. It's not like 2 days, 3 days you wake up
early. No, sometimes like a mum needs a lion. That's how I feel. I'm like a mum.
Look, your lifestyle's not good, yeah. You had pizza the other day. You have KFC.
Oh, so
you have
takeout.
Yeah,
you're about KFC.
You're going to get drunk tonight. You're going to be hungover and wake up late tomorrow.
I was not planning on getting drunk tonight.
Bullshit.
Well, maybe our lifestyle is bad, okay? But why can't we have a fun lifestyle and still have energy?
That's the thing about being in your 30s.
Yeah,
in
your can do that.
In your 20s, you can have a shit lifestyle and still have energy. But like
our
in your 30s...
Our lifestyle used to be so bad.
Yeah, in your 30s, your lifestyle has to be good for you to have like energy.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I wanted to start off because, you know, we love talking about relationships and stuff like that.
So we're obsessed. We're boy crazy.
Yeah.
We're boyfriend crazy because now we are boyfriends.
Yeah, definitely crazy.
Well, has relationships changed since being in our 30s? Well, I think so.
I think for you, majorly.
What?
Like, for you...
Anna, you have so much anxiety about what?
No.
Well, you didn't even tell. This wasn't even in the notes, right?
No, because you majorly, your relationships have changed.
What do you mean?
Like, you've changed in terms of relationships since being 30.
I know, I'm just with someone that's, like, mentally not, like, psychopathic.
No, that's not what it is.
Then what is it?
Like, you're in a real, like, long-lasting, serious relationship.
Where are you getting from? Are you trying to scare him off? Like, where are you getting this from?
What do you mean? You are, though. You live with your boyfriend. Everything's very serious.
You lived with your boyfriend up to, like, 3 days ago as well.
Yeah, but mine is not different. My relationship's very childish, I think. Yours is very adult. Like, I look at your relationship like it's very adult.
It's very adult life.
Like, adult
life.
Well,
I'm the adult in the relationship because my gingerbread is definitely not.
Yeah. Well, whatever it is. It's an adult relationship and... You've always been in really stupid, childish relationships your whole 20s.
That is
and
true.
It's the first time you're in an actual serious...
And you basically went that way around. You went from very adult relationships to...
Yeah, like childish one. And that I actually think is a thing, yeah. I think, yeah, if you in your 20s start settling down seriously or having serious relationships, you suddenly have an outburst, like in your 30s. And it's like a midlife crisis.
It's like them people that get married at like... early 20s and then in their 30s they start hoeing around everywhere.
Yeah, because
why are your arms inside your jumper and you're like doing hand movements and like a ghost? It's like hitting your like jumper. It's really freaking me out.
Yeah, guys, wait till we start filming our podcast. You're going to be able to see.
You're definitely not going to do this weird stuff.
I will. Why not? I'm going to be me. I'm going to be real.
Okay, yeah. So relationships definitely change. I mean, I used to be in Burger King drive-through. Like my ex-boyfriend used to be like, Mom, can I have like a bit of change? I want to take Mandy to the chicken shop. Like that was when I was like 18, 19.
Yeah. In our 20s, we both dated guys that were like...
No, but when in my 20s, then I wasn't messing around. Like, do you know what I mean?
What?
Like, he might have been a childish relationship, but the guy had money. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, but we're not talking about money. We're talking about, is it a serious, stable relationship?
No, because you're not thinking about the future ever at all. None. Zilch, yeah? You're just thinking like, oh my God, I love you. And right now, we're going to be together forever. But like, when you start seeing someone in your 30s or in a relationship, you're like... Yo, we cannot be wasting time because I'm in my prime. Mm-hmm. And like Amazon Prime, and it could be delivered elsewhere, okay, if this is not working for me.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. I feel like I should be like that right now, but I do think I'm in a relationship where sometimes I'm really wondering, am I wasting my time or am I not? So it's really weird because I shouldn't be like that now.
Exactly. Like, for example, when you meet someone, you're 21, if you're seeing each other for 5 years, 6 years, you still don't like get married or talk about kids or whatever. But if someone at 35 meets someone, do you think they're going to wait 5, 6 years for talking about marriage and kids? No, things move faster.
Yeah, things move faster. Also, what you were saying about like if you're 21 or 22 and you date someone for 5 years, when you break up, you're still going to be like 27. You're still so young.
Exactly.
Whereas like now, it's like if I'm dating someone and we break up in like 6 years, mate, you just wasted my 30s. Like, do you know what I mean?
You can't be wasting these years.
No.
It's horrible though, thinking like that. Like, why is it like that?
I think that is definitely one of the negatives. So there's negatives and positives.
Why though? Why is it though, Anna, if you start becoming single when you're 26, 27, it's not a big deal. If you're single when you're 36, 37, it's a big deal. Why? Why is it like that? Well, it's ageism.
No, I don't think it is. I think it's just being realistic. Because like even now, okay, let's say I'm single tomorrow. It's so much, I think, more harder for me to find someone than it was for me when I was 32. Sorry, than when I was 22. Not because I don't look as good or I'm not as amazing because I'm better than I was. But firstly, men that are around my age now are mostly either settled down, married, they come with a lot of baggage, or the ones that aren't settled down are just like pure fuckboys, yeah? Basically, the dating pool just becomes very, very small and yeah, very difficult.
I think also as well, if you are, I don't know, planning on having a child, you can't waste time as well in your 30s because fertility starts to decline. From the age of 30, it starts to decline. And then even more rapidly from the age of 35, it starts to decline. And then obviously 40, there's like, I don't know, 7% chance or something, or 12% chance. I can't remember exactly.
But that's so scary because like I am nowhere near ready to have kids. Yeah.
Me too. Like not at all.
Manny, the thought of kids scares me. Like I'm 32 years old, but like I still want to travel. I want to be getting up on tables in Mykonos dancing. I want to get drunk on the weekend.
I want to go to Vegas with my girls.
Yeah, I'm not ready to have a kid.
And definitely for me, I'm old school in the fact that I just want to get married before I have a kid. That was what you said as well, Anna. That was more like your aim.
I definitely want to get married before having kids, but what does that mean? Does that mean I'm never going to be able to have a kid, man?
I don't know. You need to start freezing them eggs, baby girl.
It costs thousands to freeze your eggs.
That's crazy. That should be provided, no?
It costs like by the NHS. Like £7,000 to £8,000 to freeze your eggs.
That's why so many women are doing it though, because they don't want to have kids now, but they know they're going to want it one day. I know it's a difficult dilemma.
But marriage though, I feel like I am at the age where I'm ready for marriage. Do you feel like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. If I'm with someone just a length of time, which I think I know them inside and out, then yeah, I would be.
I just know that in my 20s, there was like, even if I was in the best relationship, I just never wanted to get married. I knew that in my head. But like, I feel like now I'm kind of like, I know I'm done with dating. Like, obviously, if I'm single and I have to date, I'll date.
The only
but I'm
scary
like,
thing
I'm
is,
so done with dating.
The only scary thing is, yeah, look, right now, you can be unhappy in a relationship after a year and a half and be like, you know what, this is not working for me, I'm out. But you can't really say that as easily when you're married. You know, you're married, that's a lifelong commitment, that's a forever, that's vows.
Obviously,
so when you marry someone, you have to be as sure as a person can be that you want to stick by this person for the rest of your life. Otherwise, it's just a joke.
Of course, but I don't mean it in that way. I mean, of course, if I'm like, I know that that's the person, I'm ready for it because, as in like, I'm so like done with the dating scene. Like, I've done it so much.
I'm so over that
like,
as well.
What I mean is I can happily be with one person now
monogamous
for the rest of my life as long as they're good to me and obviously they're the right person.
Yeah, me too. I'm definitely ready for marriage when I know that person inside and out and I know I can be with this person forever. Like I would say right now, I'm not at that stage in my relationship because I don't know if this person can make me happy and give me peace forever.
Yeah.
You know?
But if he was,
then
you'd be ready for it.
Yeah, I would
is
be.
What I mean is like, even if he was that person, if you're 24, you wouldn't be. You'd be still want to
date. Yeah, I want to have fun.
Like, I remember when I was 19, I met the perfect marriage material guy. But I was like, I'm not going to marry him, even if he's perfect. And even if I loved him, whatever, I'm just not going
to
marry him.
You have to get it out of your system.
I wanted to get all loads of stuff out of my system. At this age now, it's all out of my system. That's what I mean. Everything's out of my system. I'm ready for marriage. But partying and having zero like responsibilities, that's not out of my system yet.
Yeah.
Like the kids part is that I'm not ready for that.
Do you know what's so interesting though? Some people don't have anything they need to get out of their system ever. They're ready and they settle down from a young age.
And they're happy.
And there's some people.
Good for them.
There's some people, this is even more scary,
they're
that never get it out of their system. They're 40 years old, they're still doing it. They never are done with it.
I think whatever floats your boat, do you know what
whatever
I mean?
Floats your boat. Me and Anna, I think we're more like middle. I think we're normal. We're middle ground.
Yeah, middle, literally middle aged.
We are quite unusual when it comes to our maternal instincts. We're not very maternal.
Yeah.
Is it maternal?
But mum, you know, mum said, yeah, like apparently she was like that as well. She was like, I wasn't maternal. And she, you know, she accidentally fell pregnant with me. But she was like, once you have your child, everything changes.
And she's like the most amazing mom in the world.
She's the most mature, like if you think about it, like the most mumsy mum ever.
Like, yeah, it's like her life, ever. Her identity.
But you know the good things about, look, I don't want to just talk about negatives. Like we started off on such a negative note. Like I don't like it. There's so much positives about being
in your... tell me because I've not been...
Nah, I'm sorry. I think there's more positives about being in your 30s in a relationship than in your than negatives. Firstly, when you're in your 30s, you know exactly what you want from a guy. You're not testing out guys anymore. You date in your 20s all different types of guys. Mandy, I remember once you were dating some like sneaky guy that was like proper Ooh. Book nerd or something from uni.
I was dating him as in like
you experience and experiment so much different stuff.
I know what you're saying.
I went from a guy that was in prison to a guy that was like never left the house to a guy that's like
religious,
extremely religious to a guy that's super fucking millionaire, billionaire rich to a broke guy. I tried everything, you know? Yeah. Now I know like what I want.
Really? Do Where, you? Because I...
Okay, look, wait. I know what I want. I'm not saying that I'm doing the right steps to go in that direction, but I know what I want and what I don't want.
Do you know what I think? I think I know the kind of personality I want in a husband. Mm-hmm. That's very important to me.
I know exactly the kind of husband I want. I'm just dating the opposite.
I think that's interesting. When you come to your 30s, you're like, okay, so this is the kind of personality in a husband that I want, that will give me peace. That's what I want. You might not have that. I don't think I have that 100%. But I have like the most important aspects, I think, of the personality.
I feel like when you're in your 30s, you realize that nothing can be perfect and no one's perfect. I think in your 20s, you're trying to chase this like perfection. And then when you realize in your 30s, wait, it does not exist.
No one's perfect.
Yeah? Things just become more clear to you. So it's all about like weighing out like the advantages and disadvantages.
The pros and the cons, baby. Yeah. You got to put it on the weighing scale and see what's outweighing the other. If the pros are outweighing the cons, and you think you're happy, more happy than unhappy in your relationship, and you love that person, then that's basically it, because you're never going to get someone that ticks every single box and is perfect.
Yeah. I mean, right now I'm in my relationship, I can see so many things that are wrong, and that's I wanted to talk about, because for my future partner, this is the discussions I've been having with my boyfriend recently. Is like, I want some, he sleeps at like, you know, 6 a.m. and wakes up at like 3 to 4 p.m.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And like, he's like taking the piss out of me. He's like, what, are you trying to change me or control me by trying to get me to wake up early?
Say, I'm trying to better you, baby.
I'm like, I'm not trying to control you, but me going to sleep on my own in bed every single night and waking up in bed alone every single morning, I don't want that in my future life partner. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, you have to decide if it's a tolerable, like bad quality. If you can tolerate it, then you love that person, everything else is good, and you can tolerate that bad quality. If it's something you just cannot tolerate and it gets underneath your skin,
yeah,
then you really need to have a serious conversation.
I just think, what's the point of having a partner though if you're on your own? Like, these little things make a big difference, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, but
Like, for example, Gingerbeard, he goes out a lot with his friends drinking every week, at least once or twice. Yeah, that's really, not a lot of girls could be cool with that.
Yeah, you know? I don't think I can.
I'm not as well. But I just think, okay, because he's got more pros and they're kind of outweighing this con, I can tolerate it. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? I can tolerate it. And you have to decide if it's tolerable or it's not. If it's getting in the way of your peace, then it's not worth it.
Definitely. But one thing though, I feel like in your 20s, you're very like naive sometimes. And but the thing is, in your 30s, you have small trust issues because you've seen so much in your life. You realize how fucked up the world is. You realize how fucked up people can be and how people can betray others. You've seen too much. And it kind of causes a little bit of trust issues, I think.
100%. But maybe, I don't think everybody has that kind of experience. Like, we have had so much experience. That's why our trust issues are so bad. You know, being out there, being on the scene, dating as much as we have, being in so many relationships, like, we know how bad men can be and women can be, but not a lot of people live in a little bubble, you know, they don't really see as much.
I wish I was.
Ignorance is a bliss.
Yeah, I wish I was in a little blissful bubble.
But you're right. When you're young, you are naive in general. I just think the good thing is that I think when you're in your 30s, you're using your head a bit more than your heart.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wish I could say this.
Not you, Anna, but I think most people...
I'm just going through a phase, but yes, I do believe though, most people in their 30s, they use their head over their heart.
A bit more.
Yeah, definitely. When you know what you want and you're going there.
I packed my suitcase from my mum and dad and I was rolling my suitcase down the road. I was in secondary school or like college, I can't even remember. And I was going to leave my family to be with this guy that was physically abusive because I was so in love.
Yeah,
and my dad dragged me back from the street, dragged me back home. I was like, because they were like, look, if you're going to be with him, you're not allowed to be with him. If you're going to be with him, you're not our daughter. And I was like, well, I'm not going to not be with him. I love him. That just wouldn't happen at this age.
No way. Yeah, I agree. You use your head over your heart. You're also more confident in your relationship. Yes. You kind of know what you're bringing to the table. You're like, if you don't want it, you're lost kind of thing. You don't doubt yourself as much. I think these are the good things about being in your 30s.
And I think confidence in terms of appearance as well. Like you realize that appearance isn't the be-all and end-all of things. You realize as a mature woman that you bring so much more to the table than your looks. But in your 20s, you mainly think that you just need to be this perfect, beautiful Barbie doll. And that's what brings you value and quality. And I think for 20-year-olds now, it's even worse.
Especially with social media.
Social media, Instagram, model, all this stuff has bombarded 20-year-olds with these images. And it's even worse for them where they think their value comes from their appearance. Whereas now in my 30s, I realize actually no.
It actually means nothing, yeah?
Yeah.
It's all about confidence.
That's not what gets a man. That's not what keeps a man. Of course, look after yourself. It's very important to be, you know, physically and attractive in a way of showing that you do care about your appearance.
Yeah.
But, oh my God, if someone asks me, what do I bring to the table? I mean, I bring sensitivity. I bring passion. I bring intuition. I bring empathy. I bring compassion.
Yeah.
I bring conversation.
Yeah.
There's so much more.
I agree. Another thing that changes majorly, I think, is like friendship.
Yeah.
I personally think that there's such a big deal of, you know, growing apart from friends and not being in contact with them anymore. And sometimes you feel guilty about doing that. But I don't think that you should feel guilty about that any age, firstly, whether it's in your 20s or 30s. Friends grow apart.
100%. Because look, if you didn't, that means you're not changing as a person. And then that's not a good thing.
I personally do think that you grow apart more in your 20s from friends. But I just think that your circle group gets higher quality in your 30s.
Yeah.
I think in your 20s is like the time where you go from school and college and stuff. And, you know, you go into uni and work life. And that's when people take really like complete different lifestyles. Like I remember we had a best friend and she got like, I don't know if she got married or not, but she had ended up having kids. Actually, two of our best friends ended up having kids and getting married.
I don't even know who these people are that you're talking about right now, Anna.
Oh my God. Two of our bestest friends. I can't say their name right now. They both ended up having kids.
Oh yeah. I remember.
It's not that, oh, when they had kids, that's it. Like, we're not their friend anymore. Or we're just such bad people.
We're just living different lifestyles.
It just slowly, over the course of years, we just ended up growing apart.
Every year as well, we're just a different version of ourselves. So obviously, you're going to outgrow people. But I think you're right that in your 20s is when you really start to grow apart. Because that transition from having jack all to do from school and college, then working and getting jobs and having to become
studying.
Financially independent or studying proper serious exams, not just GCSEs, like when you're doing A-levels or when you're like doing your uni masters.
Like there might be someone, I remember one of my best friends, she was like so hardcore studying, like extreme and studying for years and years and years. And I was, I studied pharmacy, but then I was more into partying and like
going out.
Yeah, so our interests were completely different, right? So it's harder to, you know, have
maintain a friendship, like a relationship. It needs time and effort.
Yeah. But then I think in your 30s, you have those friends that you've found, like, you know, the ones that you've stuck with, the ones that you have the same interests, you've had the same interests all these years. So you kind of found your group.
Yeah. And I think there's more of a common understanding in your 30s that you can't talk all day, every day, and you can't see each other every day or every week. Because you have lives to attend to, responsibilities, but you still know that that person is there for you and down for you when shit hits the fan, basically.
And you also know the values of being a good friend because you've had in the past people that have done bad things to you or betrayed you or you felt like they didn't have good friendship values.
And they weren't there for you.
So you know that like what you need to do to be a good friend.
It's amazing though that sometimes having people that aren't good friends to you makes you a better friend
100%
in the future.
Yeah, you don't ever want to be that person.
Exactly.
I agree. But what about meeting new friends? I mean, my mom found her bestest friend, which is like her sister, in her what, 50s?
Yeah. No, it wasn't 50s, Anna.
Late 40s.
Or late 40s, yeah.
And I swear they're like sisters.
Yeah. So you basically can meet your soulmate friend at any age because these two are inseparable. They're literally closer to each other than they are to their own siblings, I think.
Yeah, literally.
So that's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm really bad at making friends. I struggle with that a lot.
I think it's harder to make friends when you get older, only because I think there are more settings when you're younger to find friends, like school, university, blah, blah, blah. Like, for example, me, if I was working as a full-time pharmacist, let's say, it's very difficult for me to make friends because my work environment is older people. It's no one really my age. I'm not in school anymore. I'm not in uni. Where am I meeting them? In clubs, it's loud, you know? So,
and I think as you grow older, you become more like reserved, more closed off, you know, less chatty. And you know, I saw this picture, it was really sad, of like Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, and it was over the course of years, from like childhood photos together, like teenage photos together, adult, and then oh my god, it was so scary because you just see them so happy laughing, then smiling, then
what, Manny, bullshit, that doesn't mean nothing. They might have just got them on a bad day. I don't agree with you. I think that's absolutely bullshit. I have a more of an amazing time with my friends now than I did with my 20s, 100% hands down. When I'm around my friends having wine in the living room, our conversations are so much deeper. We have so much more of a laugh. We're there for each other so much more. Like then when in our 20s, it was just like bullshit. We just go out and get drunk.
So much more fun. Like fun.
I'm talking about friendship, yeah?
Yeah.
With my friends, I feel so much better with them now.
Well, the quality of friendship is going to be deeper and
what
more real.
In our 20s with our friends, all we did was just go out and get drunk. That's not friendship.
No, we didn't.
Yes.
I remember when we were in uni when you were like going through something, all the girls came to uni, we were laying on
wasn't
the
like
corridor floors, being there for you.
Nothing like it is now. Nothing like it is now. But when I'm with my friends now, I don't know about you, when I'm with my friends now, the conversations, the laughs, the topics we talk about, everything's just so much more fun for
everything
me.
Is too, like, it's more real, but it's more serious for me. Like, and I miss the
That's
days
you,
of not
though.
Being serious about things and everything being so lighthearted.
I don't think friendship needs to be serious. I think you're wrong. You shouldn't be like that though with friendship. Like friendship's the one thing where it doesn't have to be. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Anyway, in a 2015 study in the Journal of Psychology and Aging, it found that we tend to whittle down our social networks aged 30 and beyond. But the friendships that last are typically higher quality and more enduring. And using data from a 30-year study, researchers say that we invest much more effort in the friends who matter to us in our 30s. So it's gone from quantity to quality.
Yeah, I agree with that. Look, even if you've got one person that's your ride or die best friend, then you are very, very lucky. If you've got two, even better. Three, I think, is like, you know, when you want to talk about real, like, family-like friendship, it's between 3 to 4 people.
Yeah, I think it's all about quality over quantity, definitely. Yeah.
Like my boyfriend has, 100 friends? I've never seen someone with more friends.
Yeah, but no,
none
mine
of them
is
real
the,
friends.
Mine is the opposite. Like he has like a smaller group of friends, but I think they're really close. He has no time for like little small talk.
Oh my God.
Fake friendships.
Gingerbeard, I'm not joking. I've never seen a guy with more friends, but are they like really your friends?
Are they down for you? But I do think it's good to always have a big group of people so you can always have different, you know, things to do with. One person you can go to the club with, one person you can go to eat with, one person you can talk
to. I would love that. I just have no energy for it. None.
Mandy just has zero energy for nothing right now and she's just very negative, serious person.
Oh my God, let's be real about being in your 30s though.
I am. I've been real the whole time.
No, I'm going to be real from my perspective and
you're,
it might be different
you being
from
real is just negative, negative, negative.
No, no, no. It's not negative.
Literally, every single point you've just been negative.
I said loads of positives about being in a relationship in your 30s, dating in your 30s, your looks and your appearance, how it matters to you in your 30s, loads of positive stuff. Mm-hmm. But when you're in your 30s, shit hits home. Like, it's serious. There's, you know, you've got to get a house, you have bills, you've got responsibilities, your relationship needs to be serious, you can't waste time. It's more serious.
It's more serious. Friendship's not serious, though. Friendships, like, how
as in, like, friendships are more serious, I think.
Okay, let's just move on because we're going over and over the same thing. Let's go to our favourite topic ever, which is sex life.
Mm, sex definitely better in a 30s. See, I'm not negative. Wait,
I don't know. Okay, wait. So I think sex in your 30s is more like you know what you like and what you don't like.
And you're better at communicating.
So some people won't like this like bang, 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 like hardcore, like, or someone might like it more gentle, or you might like both, or you know what I mean? Some might like to be slapped up a bit during sex. You know,
so
what
you're more vocal about what you want, basically.
Yeah, definitely. And you're not going to fake anything.
Yeah, definitely. As women, I think when you're in your early 20s, you're kind of, it's just a servitude to a man. But in your 30s, it's more like a selfish thing. Like, you need to make me happy.
You need to make me come.
Yeah.
So I think that's good. Also, I feel like you don't judge yourself as much
with sex.
I know that in my 20s, for example, when I was single and I met a guy, like I'd feel bad about having sex. Maybe that's might be because we were growing up as Middle Easterns or in our community. I don't know. But in general, like I just felt if I had sex, I'd beat myself up about it. Now, if I want to have sex with someone after 2 days of meeting them, I'll do it and I won't judge myself as much about it. Like I just kind
of... I think just being Middle Eastern women that we still end up like...
Not
being able to help it, but having a little bit of judgmental towards ourselves.
No, I'm not
maybe
anymore.
Not as much as 20s.
I can speak from like my experience of recently being single and I don't judge myself like I used to. Nowhere near.
Not like you used to, but it's not completely... Yeah, I guess you're right.
Actually, I actually don't judge myself at all anymore unless I do something that's really out of the ordinary for me. Like really like something that I'm not used to. I don't. If I meet someone and I want to have sex with them after a week, 2 weeks... I do whatever I fucking want now.
To be honest, I've always been like that, so...
No, back in the day, if I did it, even after 2 weeks, I'd be like, did I do it too soon?
No, I wasn't.
Now I'm like, fuck what anybody thinks.
I've never been judgmental of myself, to be honest. Never.
That's good. I remember you were always like that.
No, I wasn't.
But I've changed a lot over the years. I've changed a lot. I don't care anymore about people, what they think about me with guys, what I am doing. I don't care anymore. I just do want to do whatever makes me happy.
I think as well, in your 30s, you realize that sex is important in relationships, but it's not the only important thing in relationships. Whereas when you're younger, it sometimes feels like it's the only important thing.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, but now you realize, actually, what do we have in common? What's our interests? What's our goals? What's our conversations?
Do you think you have more of a sex drive or less of a sex drive? I think so far for me, it's the same. I think what changes my sex drive isn't my age. What changes my sex drive is more about how I feel about myself.
Yeah.
And like...
And my mental health.
Mental health and like my relationship. I think obviously when you're in longer relationships, your sex drive kind of sometimes does decrease. So it's these things. I personally so far haven't experienced age affecting my sex drive.
No, I haven't either. I've heard actually a lot of the time it gets better for women with age. I have heard.
Yeah, I mean, I've known though, like last year when I was single... My sex drive was like the most I ever was. And I was in my 30s. More than it ever was. I was feeling good. You know, I was newly single. I was like, it was the best.
Feeling good is so important.
Yeah.
Like, I think when you have... Right now, for example, I've got so much other stresses in my life that I can't even think about it. Do you know what I mean? Which is a bad thing. But when you're feeling good about yourself and your life, I think you're way more sexually open.
Yeah, I agree. I think one thing that like we messed up about, but most people do prepare for is financial, you know, saving and all that stuff. People do like save up in their 20s. But I think me and Mandy just kind of like was really reckless. I don't know. What do you think?
I think if you're listening to this and you're in your 20s, think about it now.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Take our advice. Don't do what we did. Don't be reckless.
A lot of people care about how they look to other people. Oh, look, I'm out every night. Oh, look, I'm having dinners. Oh, look, I've got nice clothes. No, trust me, when you're in your 30s, what's going to be important is, do you have financial independence as a woman? Number one. Because if you don't have financial independence as a woman, you're going to be tied to a relationship more with someone that you're maybe toxic with or unhappy with than you would if you were independent.
Yeah, 100%.
And people are going to want to know, do you have a house? Do you have a car? Are you settled?
If I could turn back time, I would have just like sacrificed 2-3 years in my 20s.
Stayed at mom's house.
Hustled hard, lived at home, saved. And now I would have been chilling.
Yeah.
You know, if I could turn back time, I would have done that. So if you are in your 20s and you're listening to this, please.
It's just, when you're in your 20s, you're not thinking about the future.
But don't get it wrong. Look, It's never too late.
It's never too late.
And a big percentage of people do start, it hits home in their early 30s and they start saving and they start thinking about the future more.
It's crazy, isn't it? How you start thinking about the future a lot more though when you're in your 30s. Lot more.
Yeah.
And so, even when it comes to, oh my God, your looks, like we're using SPF or not using heated products on your hair as much.
Oh my God.
Eating healthier, exercising. You don't think about these things in your 20s. You think you're always going to look the same.
Yeah, the shit I used to do, yeah, like when in my 20s, I'd get like, you know, weaves in my hair, which damaged them so much.
Glued extensions.
Yeah, like really bad things that I did to my hair, like, and I didn't think about it. I'd straighten my hair to go to school.
To uni.
Like, I just feel like, why was I doing that? To go to uni? For what? Now's the time I want to
have your best.
The most glossy, thick hair. Not then. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God. It's just... so many regrets. Don't make the same mistake as us guys.
You know, but you just take more care of yourself, I think, in your 30s. Like, Mandy, we have, in the last few years, now gone for like longer walks. We go for like an hour walk here and there. Like, actually, most days, we go for a walk. In our 20s, we didn't get up from bed.
And we even eat healthier now than we did before.
Yeah, that's true. Remember, Mandy, in our 20s...
Oh my God, we eat takeout all the time. We didn't sweets, eat, chocolates,
and we didn't
Red
move
Bulls.
From the sofa or the bed. Like, literally, you know
and
that.
Binge watch
did
Netflix
we ever go
all
for
day.
Walks? Did we go for walks?
No.
Never. Never. Like, now we try and do, like, walking. We might not be gym freaks, but, like, you know what I mean? We try our best. And look, we look better than we ever had before. So guys, don't think that when you're in your 30s, you're going to look shit because I personally think I look the best I ever have. And so do you.
Yeah, definitely. I think so as well. So yeah. It's just all about looking after yourself and even your lifestyle. So Anna, we can't do what we used to do back in the day. We can't go out on a night out and have like 1 hour, 2 hours sleep and then go to work or do a podcast.
We need more sleep.
We need more sleep. We need rest. So hangovers are way worse.
Yeah, hangovers last like 2 days.
They last 2 days.
Yeah.
I always say the day after of a night out isn't my hangover. It's the day after that. That's my hangover.
Yeah, but I wanted to talk about, like, for example, yeah, like looks-wise in your 30s, you know what you're doing, like with your make. Like my eyebrows in my 20s were like absolutely horrific, yeah?
I don't think so. I think that was just a trend, Anna. Everyone had them kind of eyebrows back then. Everyone's lips were like in our kind of community were massive. Everyone was doing like the same kind of look. It was a trend. It was a bad trend.
Do you think? So it's not about 100%.
Age. Some people were just smart enough not to follow the trend. You know?
Yeah. But anyway, look.
Like the way bushy eyebrows, like you know them eyebrows right now that are like bushy eyebrows?
Yeah.
They're a trend. They're kind of fizzling out now. But at one point they were like very much a trend. In the future, people might look back and be like, why was I doing my eyebrows like that?
I get what you mean. Yeah, so it probably doesn't have anything to do
but
with
like
age.
The Kim K Kardashians, they're not following that bushy eyebrow trend.
Yeah.
Some people just don't follow it.
Yeah, true. But I mean, look, overall, your interests just change, I think, when you're in your 30s. Like, I prefer like online shopping for furniture and Amazon shopping.
So
addicted
funny.
To Mandy's.
I am addicted.
She needs to go to Amazon Anonymous.
I got my boyfriend Gingerbeard's card details on Amazon and I became addicted to Amazon. So then he like literally took everything out of his card and was like, listen, could you stop using Amazon? I'm like, look, it's for our place, yeah? And he's like, listen, you're doing my bollocks in on Amazon.
Yeah. It's like little things like you just like staying at home more. You become more of a homebody. You like watching
Me,
TV,
I'm
cuddling.
I'm so much more of a homebody.
Eating food. I'm like took an interest in like trying to learn how to cook. Little things like that, which I never ever thought about before.
I get bored of going out now, especially when you're in a relationship. It's just a bit boring.
Yeah, I mean, clubbing, I don't enjoy anymore.
And that's why I think my boyfriend is definitely 2 years younger than me, yeah? Because it reminds me of me 2 years ago.
Every year makes a big difference, I think. I'm changed from last year. Yeah, like clubbing, I can't deal. Like bars and restaurants, yes, I love. But clubbing, I get a bit bored now compared to even just 2 years ago.
I know.
How much can you change?
It's actually scary how much you change every year.
So Mandy, overall, do you think that your 30s are your best years? Be honest. I'm not going to say you're negative.
Do you know, it's so, yeah, because you're attacking me in this. I want to be very honest and my opinion, yeah?
Yeah, go on, be honest.
I think, are they your best years in terms of like, being the kind of adult that knows what they want and is preparing for their future properly, taking care of themselves and being realistic and serious about life. Yes, they are the best years of your life. I know what I want. I know how I want to take care of myself. I know the kind of relationship I want. I know the kind of relationship I want.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of best years of reckless, having fun, carefreeness.
Yeah.
You know, not thinking about money, not thinking about relationships in a serious way and future in a serious way and mortgages and how... The best years of my life is school, you know, for me, school and uni, because I would just finish and I would walk around like a shopping center.
So would you say like your, before your 20s were your best years?
No, I'd say...
Because you're talking about schools. Like,
I would say that whole period.
That's childhood.
No, I'd say from like when like year 11, so sort of when you're like 16 to the age of like 22. I think those years of, I would take pleasure and have the funnest day ever just getting Millie's cookies and Burger King and walking around the shopping center. I don't enjoy anything anymore unless it involves class and, you know, proper nice dinners, nice outfits, nice this, nice... Everything has to be so planned to perfection now
but for
me to enjoy it.
That's just maybe you, though.
Even my makeup and hair has to be perfect for me to enjoy a night out.
Yeah, but that's maybe you, Mandy. Not everyone is like that in their 30s. A lot of people actually go the opposite way around in their 30s. They realize that all these things don't mean shit. Like all these like looking perfect or going to the most expensive place, all that shit don't make you happy. Like you can have fun. And I was actually been talking...
Anna, me and you used to watch Breaking Bad, yeah, in bed and Prison Break. And we used to watch it 3 days in a row. Me and you never moved from this little double bed we had in Mummy's little tiny, tiny little room at Mum's. And we just ordered McDonald's and we used to not move. If we did that now, we would be depressed. We would say, Anna, we're depressed. That's why we're doing this. We're depressed.
There's more responsibilities. But do you enjoy it as much? Yes. I've been watching Prison Break for the third time last night.
I feel guilty doing anything. Even in watching something, right. I feel guilty.
So I think, yeah, that personally, the reason why maybe for us our 30s are not our best years is because we didn't prepare enough in our 20s and we were too reckless. We took reckless to another level. Like we were literally like so reckless, yeah, with everything. I think if we were more careful in our late 20s, our 30s would be the best years because firstly, we would have more financial independence and freedom. You kind of know what you want more. We look our best. We're taking care of ourselves more. I think it just wouldn't be as like carefree. That's the only thing. It might not be as like crazy and fun, but like there's so much more things that are fun that you weren't fun then.
Yeah. Look, it's different. You wake up in the morning, you've got a to-do list, you've got responsibilities. Before you wake up in the morning and it's just, let me go on an hour phone call with my best friend and gossip about the boy I'm talking to on MSN, which you guys probably don't even know what it is. It's before, Instagram, social media days. And let's just walk around, the streets. They were fun. But I will say there's so much peace in knowing what I want now and who I am.
Yeah.
That's like an amazing...
And you're more realistic.
...relief for me.
Yeah. And you're more realistic.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically, look, it won't be as much drunk, clubbing, carefree, you know, naivety, like kind of ignorance, blissful ignorance. But there is so much more other things that are there. Like more confidence, more like knowing what you want, being more realistic... You know, more deeper connections with people.
Yes, that's amazing.
More deeper relationships with your fellow partner.
Yeah, I think my relationship gives me so much like happiness in my 30s.
You know? Whether we are thinking that our 30s are our best years or if we are the happiest or not, there actually has been a study that found that people don't truly feel happy until the age of 33. So that'll be me next year. I always said 2023 is my year, yeah? I cannot wait for 2022 to be over. It's probably been, 2022 has been my worst year ever. So anyway, people don't feel truly happy until the age of 33 due to a combination of living in the moment and worrying less. Around 70% of those surveyed hit their happiness peak at 33 compared to 6% in university and 16% in childhood.
Oh, amazing.
And
I would say it's the most exciting years.
Exciting years.
It's the most exciting years of your life.
Yeah. And I thought I'll end it on a little quote, a little positive quote. So a lot of our youth is spent thinking about the future. Our golden years is spent thinking about the past. Our 30s are the beginning of our middle years. The time between dreams and regrets. They're the time to make things happen.
Exactly. That's so true. And that's why they are the most exciting years, because that's when things start to happen.
So yeah, watch this space, guys. Next year is the happiest year of my life.
Enjoy your late 30s, guys.
All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye. Sisters in the City is part of the Acast Creator Network.